Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Both President Trump and his political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, are coming out against calls to defund police, as activists around the country have been arguing for it. During a White House roundtable with law enforcement officials yesterday, Trump said there won't be any defunding, disbanding, or dismantling of police departments. As for Biden, he says he backs funding community policing programs that work to improve relations between police and communities. And he says,
I don't support defunding the police. I support conditioning federal aid to police based on whether or not they meet certain basic standards of decency and honorableness and are able to demonstrate they can protect the community and everybody in the community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Small Business Optimism Index bouncing back in May after the coronavirus pandemic took a big bite out of it in April. The Uncertainty Index jumping 7 points last month, although business owners didn't expect the recession that took hold in February to last very long. New Yorkers, it seems, are in no big rush to go back to work. New York City entering a phase one reopening yesterday, but streets and stores remained quiet through most of the day. Many New Yorkers say they'll keep working from home as long as they can. Others say they're still afraid to get on public transportation until there's a vaccine for the coronavirus. The 2020 MTV Movie and TV Awards might not happen. Variety is reporting the show has been postponed indefinitely due to the pandemic. A spokesperson saying the health of everyone involved is the priority. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It looks like President Trump could be soon getting back on the traditional campaign trail. Politico's reporting the president wants to start holding rallies by later this month. The president hasn't hosted a rally since March, when the coronavirus put large events on hold. Details about where the rallies will be held and what safety protocols would be in place are still being worked out. The president has been pushing to get back in front of supporters as he falls behind Joe Biden in a number of recent polls. Forecasters say Tropical Depression Cristobal will spread wind, rain, and flooding from the south to the Midwest this week. The storm did bring heavy rains and fierce winds and flooding when it came ashore in Louisiana on Sunday evening. It's expected to dump heavy rains over the Mississippi Valley within 30-mile-an-hour winds, or with the 30-mile-an-hour winds again today and tonight. By Wednesday morning, winds will kick up to 35 miles an hour as the storm tears across Wisconsin and then into Michigan's Upper Peninsula by Wednesday evening. and Kylie Jenner's companies are participating in the Pull Up or Shut Up Challenge. The goal is to hold top makeup companies accountable for diversity by asking them to publicly release the demographics of their employees. Kylie Cosmetics and Kylie Skin releasing a statement saying 13% of their leadership roles are held by black women. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, that's what it says. I wouldn't lie to you. I'm Bill Martinez. Hey, how you doing? Hope you're hanging in there as best you can, all things considered, as we're colliding with two calamities, any which one, you know, you think about it, how many nations could deal with what we're dealing with these back-to-back attacks on our foundational structure. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, and with us is David Horowitz, New York Times best-selling author, who says in his brand new book, Blitz, Trump will smash the left and win. David, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good.
Well,
I wrote a book, Big Agenda, which predicted Trump would win in 2016, and this book shows why he will again.
Mm-hmm.
This latest crisis, this violence, the terrorists in our streets who are burning our cities with the help of the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
These Democrat mayors and governors withhold law enforcement and leave ordinary citizens vulnerable to these vicious criminals. The American people are going to reelect Trump.
Mm-hmm. Are they realizing what's going on, David? Because you grew up with this. What's happening on the streets right now is no big surprise to you. You grew up with this. Your parents indoctrinated you in this type of strategy.
But actually, my communist parents were law-abiding.
Mm-hmm. Law-abiding communists? I've never heard that before, but that's okay. I like
it. Well, you know, they had Russian agents in their basement.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they weren't. But, you know, my mother never had a traffic ticket.
Right.
These people are open lawbreakers.
Mm-hmm.
They're Antifa, is a fascist.
Right.
It's actually a communist organization.
And to what end, David? David, to what end here? Well,
because they want to destroy America. They think that everybody who disagrees with them is a white supremacist. I mean, they say this. There's a whole book called The Antifa Manual. You can get it for 99 cents on Amazon.
Was that the one that the Attorney General of Minnesota was holding up? Keith Ellison, that one.
And the argument is that the government won't control the white supremacists. And the racists. That's everybody who opposes them. That's everybody who voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to shut them down, suppress them violently, take away their platforms, intimidate them, kill them. And that's where the Democratic Party is today, supporting these people.
Kind of amazing. Are they not the white supremacists themselves? Isn't that Antifa? I mean, some people think Antifa is black, but I see them as more white than black.
They're white radicals.
Right.
They will kill you if you're black or white, if you oppose them. That's you know, this wanton destruction. They spray paint, kill the rich, screw the 1%. You know, it's all about Marxism, and they're armed and dangerous, and they practice violence. And the so-called protesters are covers for them. And the Democratic Party. I mean, the other night, well, it was last night, watching Trump actually show these Democrat governors and mayors who are aiding the terrorists how to restore peace to the cities. Clearing, you know, you create a curfew, you clear them out. The Democratic Party as a whole is attacking Trump, saying it was a photo op. No, it wasn't.
Right.
It was a symbolic restoring peace to America. That's what's done in every one of these cities. Mm-hmm. And they're all controlled by Democrats.
Right.
Democrats are in league with the terrorists. You know, they don't actually set fire to the buildings. They don't, you know, throw the Molotov. Well, some of them do throw the Molotov cocktails. They got these two Ivy League lawyers who are throwing Molotov.
Yeah, but you even you have daughters.
Covering for them.
Yeah, but you've got daughters. You got daughters of Democratic, you know, mayors and governors and that are involved.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Daughters out there, and he's proud of her. And
yeah.
De Blasio is responsible. Well, it's violence in New York. That's De Blasio's fault.
Mm-hmm.
You can stop it. You just get overwhelming force, arrest them, and throw away the key.
Yes.
It's just this devastation of our cities is a nightmare. It's like an invading army. And my book, Blitz, which is about this, the whole war against Trump, until this happened, shows what the Democratic Party and the left is actually about. Americans are too well-meaning, they're too tolerant, they don't understand what's happened to one of their major parties, which is the Democrat Party. It's a racist party. You know, the race isn't even an issue here.
Exactly.
A person in the country, from the president on down, who hasn't condemned that cop, why are they demonstrating in front of the White House? The president extended his sympathies. The whole city of Minneapolis, all the law enforcement out in the state is controlled by the Democratic Party. Why aren't they at DNC headquarters?
Exactly. Well, I've asked, where's Al Sharpton?
I've done.
Yeah.
Blitz will explain all that.
Yeah.
I know it's because of course, I come out of this background of the left. I mean, I never threw a rock in the 60s myself, but I knew all the people who did.
Yes.
And I know what their mentality is, and it's gotten worse and worse, and it's totally encouraged by the Democrat Party. People have to understand that. There isn't a Democrat in sight who's saying the right thing and condemning this violence, calling on the president to do whatever, and the governors, whatever is within their means, or the mayors of Washington and Atlanta and Minneapolis, all Democrats, to do what it takes out in Los Angeles to protect law-abiding citizens. That's the most basic function of government.
Exactly. Well, I believe, David, because of this display, the American people are starting to figure out the ruse here that has been created by these Democrats and these lefties. I mean, who's funding this? Do we know? I mean, everybody, the default is you go to Soros, but go ahead.
We know that Joe Biden's staffers are bailing out the terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
They get arrested in Hollywood. All these lefties are bailing them out. They hate this country. People have to understand that. I did a book years ago called The Hate America Left. They hate America. What they want to institute is a communist state.
Exactly.
Where there will be no freedom and where they can spend $100 trillion on their stupid, impractical schemes and bankrupt the country in the process.
Why is it that America is not getting that?
If you read Blitz, my new book, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, you get the story of the attacks on Trump from the moment he announced he was running.
Mm-hmm.
They created a resistance, which is sedition, America is based on compromise. That's what our Constitution imposes on people. Checks and balances. The Electoral College. That's all about forcing factions in this country to compromise. The Democrats are against that.
Well, we've got to go to, David, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. David Horowitz after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875. with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Bill Martinez, live.
And independent we are. I am Bill Martinez. David Horowitz continues with us as we're talking about his brand new book, Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win, the New York Times best-selling author claims. David, the thing is that I question is why is not why is this not so clear, what is being done to our country? Right now, we are at war.
Americans are too well-meaning, and you have the whole media. You know, Trump did an incredibly courageous thing on Monday night by walking, creating a path where he could walk across the street. He risked his life and the life of his cabinet, a bar, you know, attorney general, secretary of defense. And within seconds, when I was watching CNN, they had the governor of Illinois, a Democrat, attacking Trump, mocking him, saying that he used tear gas on peaceful protesters. If they were peaceful protesters, why were they there after the curfew?
Exactly.
And why did the National Guard think it was necessary to use tear gas? What the Democratic Party is doing is indicting all our law enforcement, indicting the National Guard, indicting the President of the United States. It's sedition. It's treason is what it is. We have them at war. They did this with the coronavirus. Every health system in the country is controlled by governors, not the president. Every unnecessary death, like all those nursing home deaths, were caused by Democrat governors, and they blame the whole virus on Trump.
Exactly, particularly in New York.
They're uniting the country.
Yeah.
This is the Democratic Party today.
And, exactly.
You know, and Biden, I mean, he's a bumbling, senile fool with these platitudes and these attacks on Trump. But you know that it's Hillary and Obama behind them. Obama, when Black Lives Matter, you know, this was a couple of years ago, I discussed it in my book, you know, they were killing cops, they were calling, you know, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them now? Cops were being assassinated across a country, and Obama kept inviting Black Lives Matter to the White House, a racist organization.
Well, and he
is the least.
Exactly.
We are not a racist country. When they talk about, I do all this in my book Blitz. When they talk about systemic racism, that's imaginary.
Yes.
You can't have system racism because it's outlawed by the Civil Rights Act, by the 14th Amendment, and by the whole will of the country. But, you know, blacks dominate our culture, our sports cultures. They're the icons of our children.
And entertainment.
It is completely crazy. Systemic racism is just a code for their attacks on conservatives and Republicans,
you know, David,
law-abiding American citizens.
Yeah, when you go back and you think about what triggered this, I recall clearly the Trayvon Martin hoax, which Crump was the attorney for the family at the time. He lied. He knew he lied. Why this guy is still an attorney is beyond me. He lives another day. And as you were suggesting earlier, I mean, look at, And even blacks will say it, you know. In fact, George Floyd's brother even said it yesterday. If you do the crime, you pay the time. I mean, George Floyd, bottom line is, he wouldn't have been in handcuff if he hadn't committed a crime. That's what started this. Go ahead.
But this is an atrocity. This cop is a murderer.
No, there's no question there.
They got an electric. I don't even know if they have a death penalty in Minnesota. But the point is that nobody is defending him. There's not a police force that's defending them. No one is saying that there's extenuating circumstances for putting your knee on somebody's neck and crushing them to death. Nobody.
Right.
There is that. This racism thing is just a club that they use to club all Americans who don't agree with them.
Right.
This is not a white supremacist country. If anything, you know, there's black skin privilege.
Yes.
You get into college with 200 less SAT points, you can get jobs, you get promotions if you're black.
Well, how much money have we spent on the war on poverty? Almost $30 trillion.
$30 trillion,
and they're asking.
It just perpetuates poverty.
Right. And the founder of BET is asking for more reparations. He wants $14 trillion.
Sue the Confederate government.
Yes.
The American government freed the slaves, for crying out to you.
Well, American people. American people did that. 600,000 deaths. They weren't all blacks from the Civil War. These are white. These were Hispanics and other minorities.
50,000 whites gave their lives.
Yes.
But, you know, and they talk like Biden. I mean, this lies 400 years of slavery. 400 years ago was 1600, before the Pilgrims landed. There was no America. Right. Then there were just English colonies. There was 87 years of slavery, and it took 87 years because everybody was aware of it after the revolutionary statements of the Declaration that all men are created equal and have a God-given right to liberty. It took 87 years because they were terrified of the Civil War, of the Brits aligning with the South that would have crushed the North in the early day. Anyway,
yeah.
The racism of the Democratic Party I deal with in my book Blitz.
Exactly.
But also, there's all these corrupt black officials who preside over the inner cities. That's why nothing happens. The Clyburns.
The Sharptons and Jesse Jackson and that on down the line.
The Sharptons, but it's the officials.
Yes.
What was the name of that? Damn it. He was a Baltimore congressman who got into a fight with Trump, which I describe in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump called him a racist. Well, he was a racist. He became a millionaire.
Exactly.
While he presided over a city that got $15 billion in federal funds, whose pockets did that go into?
Mm-hmm.
It's this corrupt class of black leaders that are in the Democratic Party that keep their black citizens. They're the ones oppressing them.
Yeah, you're talking. You were talking about Elijah Cummings.
Elijah Cummings, yeah,
yes,
the great civil rights hero.
Mm-hmm.
No, he wasn't. He was a corrupt politician who kept his people down. It just, and you think of this Minneapolis thing. Everybody who has power over this evil cop and his evil partners in this crime, everyone who has power over him is a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
The police chief is black. The attorney general is black. The city council has 12 Democrats and a Green Party member. They're the people responsible for anything that's wrong in the police force, not Trump, not Republicans, not America, not institutional racism. It's a nightmare. We're now in the eighth day or something, and they're still going
exactly
on, and everybody is stroking themselves with their virtue signaling, deploring what happened to George Floyd, which is deplorable.
Right.
But enough already.
David, let me ask you.
Especially when it's a cover for these terrorists in the streets, and all these peaceful protesters. In Martin Luther King's day, I mean, you saw the way people were dressed when they demonstrated. They were
in suit and ties.
And they would not have associated with violent people.
Right.
But these people are out there menacing the White House and being defended in menacing the White House by the Democratic Party.
What's the future of the Democratic Party after this?
Well, it all depends on the American people. I'm betting on the American people.
Yeah,
they can
I'm with
see
you.
What's going on. They can see the nonsense.
I think this is going to be devastating for them, David. I think that 2020 will be devastating for them, and they're going to have to reorganize because they're going to take a big hit here, if I'm seeing this correctly.
To cure this.
Exactly. Well, his book, Blitz. Okay. His book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. New York Times bestselling author David Horowitz is back with another winner. And, boy, he spells it out. And it's, David, the timing of this book and what you demonstrate and what you bring light to is what we're dealing with, whether it's COVID-19 or the riots that are happening from coast to coast. David Horowitz. David, appreciate you being here. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com as well. Thank you, David. Take care.
Thank you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Both President Trump and his political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, are coming out against calls to defund police, as activists around the country have been arguing for it. During a White House roundtable with law enforcement officials yesterday, Trump said there won't be any defunding, disbanding, or dismantling of police departments. As for Biden, he says he backs funding community policing programs that work to improve relations between police and communities. And he says,
I don't support defunding the police. I support conditioning federal aid to police based on whether or not they meet certain basic standards of decency and honorableness and are able to demonstrate they can protect the community and everybody in the community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, if you're like most people, you haven't given as much attention to your beauty and wellness routines the past few months, especially probably the last couple of weeks. But with spring in full bloom and summer just around the corner, now is the time for a refresh. You ready for a refresh? Well, after spending the last few months indoors, warmer air and increased humidity mean our bodies are about to be in for a shock. Beauty and wellness expert Grace Gold is going to be joining us to help you kick off our warmer weather routines. We're going to kick them up a notch, okay? So whether you're a total newbie or your well-established routine needs an overhaul, Grace is going to share her top tips to keep you feeling and looking your best from head to toe. Grace, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Me.
Hey, I'm excited about this because, for all that we've been going through the previous months, we need a refresh, and you're the one to help us get there.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, Bill, I wanted to start with brushing your teeth. We're doing it every day, but a lot of us have not been able to get in to get our cleanings at the dentist, and many dentists, they're offering very limited appointments. So it is more essential than ever that you take care of your teeth and gums, and you want to level up your daily brushing. Use something really good. I recommend Oral-B Click manual toothbrush. It's really the next generation cleaning experience with exceptional plaque removal. They have a replaceable brush head, so it's on a beautifully designed reusable handle. You only replace the brush head instead of throwing the whole toothbrush out. That's environmentally friendly. You're using 60% less plastic. And they're giving you three color options, matte black, chrome white, and chrome black. And it's available for you now, retail stores nationwide. Click.oralb.com. You can check it out there, too.
Yeah, with those three color choices, you know, brushing your teeth can be sexy again, huh?
Sure. Can match your bathroom decor. Get a little fancy there.
Hey, why not? And, of course, that's going to protect our teeth and our gums. Proper morning routine to start off. So how can we make sure our hair and skin, you know, the hydration and moisture that it needs? How do we attend to that?
Sure. Well, the summer sun is actually very dehydrating for your hair and your skin, so you want to look for moisturizing ingredients. I really love OGX. They have rich ingredients. They've got this new rose water and pink sea salt scrub and wash. It gently exfoliates, nourishes your skin. It's got calming rose water and lightly buffing sea salt. Now, especially for the women, you know, we like to work on that hair damage. Now is a great time. Take a break from the heat styling during the summertime. OGX has a coconut miracle oil, penetrating oil. It's a post-shower leave-in treatment. They've also got a hair mask that's great on the ends in the shower. You can also use it on dry hair to help tame the summer frizz, the flyaways. It's safe for color-treated hair, and it smells like the tropical islands. I know we can't get out there right now,
yes.
So the scent is really nice.
Exactly. I got grandkids in Hawaii right now that we're FaceTiming with, that we're looking forward to, you know, hugging their necks again here in the next couple of months.
Oh, that they are so lucky, aren't
yeah.
they?
I guess, but we're unlucky apart from them. Yes, exactly. But look, we're talking with Grace Gold. She's a beauty, wellness, and lifestyle expert who's appeared on Today, Good Morning America, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox affiliates across the country. Her work lends an informed perspective with over 15 years of reporting experience, including contributions to Vogue, Marie Claire, Red Book, and Women's Health. Grace's mission, as you can tell, is to help you feel and look your best. You know, you touched a little bit on, you know, kind of a shower experience. And we can turn that shower experience into a trip to the spa by hydrating both the skin and strands with calming scents and nourishing ingredients that you just cited, right?
Yes, that's true, Bill. And you know what else you can do is you can think about that shower head. There are some options out there to upgrade your shower head and really transform that shower experience you're taking every day into a wellness experience. Waterpik has a power pulse therapeutic strength massage that's more than just a shower head. It's patented, and it's actually clinically shown to help soothe muscle tension, increase flexibility, and promote restful sleep. It delivers two times the massage force of other retail shower heads on the market. And, Bill, I love it because it releases the neck tension, the upper back tension from when I'm sitting at my desk and working all day. And it's not pricey. It's actually under $40, Home Depot stores and HomeDepot.com.
And this is from Shower Pick, you say?
From Waterpik.
Waterpik, I'm sorry. Yes. Exactly. I knew I was misconnecting. Thank you for straightening me out there and straightening the rest of our audience out there. I don't want to confuse them either. You got me hooked here because I that's one of the things I've been doing regularly is, you know, stepping in the shower first thing in the morning just to loosen up my muscles, let that hot water hit my, you know, my muscles and my back, and I just feel so revitalized and getting on with my day.
Absolutely. It helps give you energy. And if you shower at night, you know, sometimes some of us shower twice a day in the summer. It gets hot. We get sweaty. It can help you relax and actually help you sleep better as well.
Right. Exactly. How about other tips that you have on how we can kickstart our day and feel energized?
Well, a great little tip, you can put your skincare in the refrigerator. What that actually does is the cooling sensation brings puffiness down in your face, like underneath the eye area. It helps bring circulation to the face, and it's going to even keep those ingredients fresher longer. This works really great with eye cream. And, Bill, I get guys on eye cream because it makes a big difference. It's where you embrace the age first.
Exactly. I'll tell you, you know, I learned that lesson a number of years ago. I started noticing that, you know, some of the guys were branching out and using. I said, hey, why not me? And so you're exactly right. But I had not thought about putting it in the refrigerator. I put my crackers. I put other things in the refrigerator. My wife teased me about. But now she's going to really freak out when she sees my eye cream in the refrigerator, right?
Oh, yeah. She's going to steal it from you, let me tell you.
That's normal for the course, Grace, let me tell you. All right, let's talk some, but that's a whole other story, and you're not here to give me therapy. You're here to help us with some beauty tips. What other beauty and wellness tips can you share with us today?
Well, you know, it's very important to hydrate during the summertime. I drink a glass or two of water when I wake up immediately to help that hydration. And you can change it up. Look, you can put lemon slices in there. You can put strawberry slices, raspberries, all this wonderful fruit that's in season. You can flavor your water without putting sugar or any of that kind of stuff in there, just naturally with fruit.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, this we love this time of year because of, you know, the delicious fruits and options that we have available. It's a special time. So, again, just to kind of summarize everything, because you've given us such a great list of tips here, Grace Gold. So we're going to upgrade our morning routine, you know, first starting with, you know, brushing our teeth and our gums. And that'll get us off and on a good start for overall health. And, again, you recommended a specific toothbrush that has a replaceable head?
Yes, the Oral-B Click manual toothbrush.
Okay, and then we know that when we take our shower and the great experience and you know that we've enjoyed that could replace, maybe not totally replace, but you know, give us a sense of a spa experience by hydrating both skin and strands with calming scents and nourishing ingredients. And you gave us a great tip, you know, for a shower replacement head.
Yes. You definitely want to check out that Water Pick, the Power Pulse Therapeutic Strength Massage.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm in for that. I'm off and rolling. And, of course, that's a great way to kickstart our morning and revitalizing our shoulders in shower massage, leaving you ready to take on the whole day. And then, of course, the other big tip, you know, fortunately my wife isn't listening right now, so it's okay. So it'll be a big surprise when she looks in the refrigerator and sees, you know, my eye cream there in the refrigerator. What a great idea. I'd never even thought about that. That's brilliant.
Oh, yes. Thank you. She's going to love it. You're a little beauty tip.
Well, I know. And she's like, okay, who are you listening to? Who's that Grace? Who's that Grace gal you're talking to? I go, she's a beauty, wellness, and lifestyle expert, and she's been giving us some great tips. Grace Gold, where can people go for more information?
Well, you can check out any of these brands. They've all got Facebook pages now as well as home pages.
Well, there it is. Oral-B, OGX, and Waterpik. That's what you want to check out as well. Grace Gold, the beauty, wellness, and lifestyle expert right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Grace. Take care. Be blessed.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great summer.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The negative effects of the coronavirus have been felt worldwide, but in countries where life was already challenging, the difficulties are compounded. In Zimbabwe, where the Tide Ministry shares the gospel over the airwaves, our partners report that listeners call in to voice their frustrations, pains, and prayer requests. Coronavirus-related issues are a compounding factor in the lives of the people of Zimbabwe, who are already struggling with hardships due to economic difficulties, rampant inflation, high unemployment, and the prospect of a low harvest because of inadequate rainfall. Fears differ from country to country, but the search for hope is universal, and Christ is the only solid foundation of hope.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is pointing people to Jesus as the source of true hope in Zimbabwe and other countries, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking. prick in my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Okay, he's so influential that he gets Paul Simon to do an intro song for him. I mean, this is how impressive Al Parada is, the managing editor at Stream.org. Hey, Al, how we doing, buddy?
Okay, still crazy after all these years.
Hey, I understand, yeah. And I'm telling you, the country, left is right, right's left, up is down, down is up, everything's turned upside down. I mean, as Gary Bauer just wrote about earlier this week, it was not that long ago. The Democrats wanted to get more funding, you know, for police and law enforcement. I mean, really, you know, all part of the coronavirus sensation and all the money that was pouring out because, you know, we know the blue states were having trouble meeting their budget, and they thought, okay, hey, look it, let's throw some money at the police. And they go, oh no! All of a sudden, you know, one police officer, and we're defunding the police. I mean, that is the answer. After almost 2 weeks of crime running amok on our streets, businesses being looted and burnt down, and I mean, if that didn't tell you what America's streets would look like without police, because they were so overwhelmed, as you know, in Minneapolis, they just said, well, I guess we're not going to say anything about you torching the third precinct altogether, right?
Yeah, it's the good news is the more sane Democrats are pulling away from that because they recognize what a disaster that is. Mm-hmm. You know, Biden's, you know,
well, he was reluctant. I mean, he was like, oh, do I hold on, do I don't, you know, kind of deal. And meanwhile, AOC was trying to set the hook in his jaws even deeper, but it just couldn't quite hold on.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, this whole, they're using the phrase defund the police because, you know, it's the same people who are saying abolish ICE. So I guess, you know, the wording-wise, if you're message-wise, defund sounds worse than abolish. But abolish is what they want because that's what they say they want.
And then intellectually, they try to come back with some sort of response like, you know, what kind of idiot are you? Of course, we don't mean totally defund the police. Well, but that's what's on your bumper sticker, you knucklehead.
Yeah, but but that's the thing. That they do. Now, the more sane ones are saying, yeah, we want to shift some resources around. I mean, but that's a cover.
Yes.
The radical folks, they want to defund the police, going all the way back to the Weathermen and Barack Obama's pals.
Yes.
You know, the Dorn and Ayers.
Right.
It's about destroying the police, destroying the system, tearing the whole system down.
Right.
That's what's at the bottom of all this, and the fact that people are being bamboozled, fooled by what's going on.
And as you mentioned, Barack Obama, I mean, he entertains in his house, not the people's house, this is my house, Black Lives Matter somewhat too, two dozen plus times. And, the Black Lives Matter, we're not talking, you know, Martin Luther King's Black Lives Matter.
No.
This is a radical group. President Trump stopped short of declaring them a domestic terrorist as he did Antifa. And even then there was all kinds of pushback from the Democrats on Antifa. Antifa's the one, that's throwing, bricks and, solid material, whether it's reporters like Andy know that they don't like, or the police and that sort of thing. But I guess they're okay. It's okay if you come to a riot and you've got pallets of bricks to the ready and you've hidden weapons in the bushes so that the rest of your compatriots can find them and do some damage, right?
Yeah, I mean, the absolute lie about peaceful protesters that were in Lafayette Square the weekend before last.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a, I'm watching on TV bottles flying through the air, and I'm being told, oh, it's a peaceful protest. I guess they're tossing those bottles of water because they figured the police were thirsty.
Exactly.
And the brick, they're ripping up bricks because, they want to be landscapers. They're really trying to get into the career of landscaping. And,
yes.
And they figured the designs just weren't right for Washington.
These are just renegade masons, minor people.
Yeah.
That's all.
Bricks around town and throwing a brick at the African-American police chief of Dallas.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's because you really care about,
And what was it, something like six dozen police injured, in this ordeal? Here they are. I mean, these are family guys. These guys have families. They have children. And they're there trying to make sure that it's a peaceful protest. But Al, let me ask you this. When does a peaceful protest, and I think this is what the Democrats and those on the left, and maybe everybody for this matter, need to understand, what is the definition of a peaceful protest? And I would think that if authorities ask you to move, and they ask you, and in some particular cases, several times to move, you stop being a peaceful process if you're going to resist authority. Because in order to maintain peace, you need to make sure the bumper guards are in place. And if you're going to stand in the face of authority and ignore them, then I think you stop being, even though you may not be throwing bricks, then at that point, you're not peacefully assembling.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah, you're causing problems. I mean, I think most people who've been to Washington, like, for example, Washington, D.C., and gone somewhere, there's usually been somebody who tells you, no, you can't stand here. You have to step over here.
Right.
And you obey. You comply.
Right.
And the idea that tens of thousands of people, didn't to protect an area that had seen 50 Park Service officials. The Park Service, that's like, kicking Mickey Mouse in a way, because the park, those are the people who are, guide you around the memorials, or the guys, people who walk you through Grand Canyon, and you're attacking them. You're defacing the Lincoln Memorial because you're defacing the memorial of the guy who freed the slaves because of a protest against racism in America.
Well, obviously, it's not about that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what it's all coming about. I mean, even, black, and I say black leaders, that I believe are very reasonable have said, you know, in much the same way that Colin Kaepernick, which is interesting because they're trying to come up with some sort of narrative. I think Goodell's going to be his PR guy and help him reframe his protest, because the question was from day one, what is this about? I mean, you know, it's, you know, the police, you got, you know, pig socks that you're wearing, you know, maligning the police. One time you're sitting down, next time you're taking a knee, and then when we ask you about it, you're confused, you're not clear, but now all of a sudden, you know, Goodell and others are speaking for him, trying to, you know, coordinate a message to such a degree that somehow now Goodell can bend a knee to, you know, white entitlement and privilege, I guess.
Yeah, what a loser Goodell is.
Well, I mean, I tell you, I'm even shocked. I got to tell you, I wouldn't call him a loser. He's one of my favorite athletes, but I think he got caught up and pressured and backed in a corner. Was, you know, the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. It's like what happened here? I mean, you can't say what you believe. And when I look even at the transcript of what he said, I don't have a problem with what Drew had to say. I thought it was every bit as legitimate, if not even more so, than what the others were saying, because in his heart and what was standing behind his statements were the, you know, the thousands upon thousands, if not millions of people who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. And now they want to disassociate that with the flag and say the flag is meaningless. Well, let me tell you, if you want to see a riot, get ready. I think the military would take a big stand against that because, you know, the red, white, and blue and the flag, you may disrespect it and you may not understand it because you don't have any skin in the game when it comes to the American flag, but there are many of us that do, and we're insulted by your very liberal and woke perspective of the meaninglessness of the flag.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, when you're talking about Breed, you're talking about a guy who's given millions of dollars and given his heart and soul to the people of New Orleans.
Right.
The color people, you know, the African-American community in New Orleans, especially after Katrina. This is a guy who helped lift that whole city that was hurting on his shoulders during Katrina, after Katrina.
Yeah.
And this is, and the response he gets is this, which shows when you give into the mob.
Yes.
You know, what have you done for me today, dude? What have you done for me today?
Exactly. And then you get confused and you think, okay, well, what is going on? And I think that Drew Brees, I mean, I'm not in his heart. Maybe there's something there that, you know, triggered something, opened his eyes, and he has some sensitivity about it. And I think we all are, you know, taking a look inside to say, okay, what prejudices do we have and that we have to deal with? And, you know, and as, again, another very brilliant black leader has said, is that we're all racist to some degree. We all have some degree of prejudice. And, you know, it's a matter of how we choose. This is my interpretation. How we choose to manage that and control it. Are we looking to be debilitative? Are we looking to hurt someone with it? You know, this is a whole nother study in human sociology that I don't think we can handle right now, nor is the debate going to solve this problem, because it's inherent to our humanity.
Yeah. Are we going to wreck or are we going to reconcile? We have the choice.
There it is. And as you write, you know, in terms of, you know, Donald Trump, I mean, you know, we are being conditioned by the media that anything the media says, we just believe the opposite. It's opposite world when it comes to Donald Trump, because they're so deranged that, you know, Trump is wrong right off the bat, no matter what he says. And even if he later on is proved to be right, they don't have the courage to come back and go, oops, you know, hey, correction, you know, nothing. You know, they're going to hold their guard. They're going to double down, because as Dinesh D'Souza said about the criminals that he met in jail, he said, Bill, they always stick to the con, and this is what the mainstream media is embracing, is the criminal theology, right?
Amen.
Go figure. Al Parada, managing editor at stream.org. Thank you, Al. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We all have heard about